Okay, I guess it's sort of now for something different, but in fact there's some similar themes in the way you guys gave your presentations, you know, the where's and why's and how's and things like that. Talking about an online orientation for paediatric junior medical officers in Greater Eastern and Southern Child Health Network, which is based on Sydney Kids Hospital at Randwick. Arjun Rao and myself have been working on this. The background, and maybe this isn't so relevant for the audience we've got here, but junior medical officers are people who are at least 2 years post-graduation from their med course. They're either residents or registrars. And the ones who we see are from really a variety of backgrounds, and a tolerable number of them are overseas trained originally. So why online? Some of them have got no paediatric experience, some of them have already got a hell of a lot of it. There's varying levels of supervision in the different hospitals, because we have a network of 13 hospitals. When a JMO comes onto a term, they might be rostered on nights for the first week, and the hospital's orientation is usually conducted on the first morning. So, you know, there are challenges to make sure that everybody gets paediatric orientation. There are similar topics covered at different sites, but if they're done locally, they'll tend to have a different slant. Offer alternative mediums for learning is, you know, very much what we've been talking about: blended learning, face-to-face learning, completely e-learning. And this really is completely e-learning. Now, is this going to work? No. Let's do that one, I think. So the why: standardisation, so that everybody gets basically the same basic training, and I'll go on to it, but there are five common modules that everybody's given. A way of an accreditation: at the end of doing the course, they can then print out a certificate that says they've done it. It's only a sort of like a stop point in the way those LAMS programs are going. But in fact, in the end, you wouldn't actually demand that somebody who was starting term today goes back and does something, but you know, you're trying to get them to learn something and not be absolutely freaked out by first day of PEDS and never did anything like that in my life before. An augmentation of learning and better reporting and feedback to the people who are actually delivering the learning experience at the individual hospital. We hoped, and we think we're achieving it from the early feedback we've had during this year, to improve some satisfaction amongst the GMOs, to improve their motivation to learn. Some of them are of this generation, shall we say, and much more oriented to computers and so on, to people who learnt face-to-face. And in the end, what we're there to do is improve the care of kids. There are five common themes, five modules, and I'll use the term modules, in our online paediatric orientation: newborn resus, paediatric basic life support, fluid prescribing, medication prescribing, and child protection, which is a pretty important issue. It isn't the be-all and end-all of child protection. It gives them a taste of it, but anyone then has to do a I think it's a two-day course as well at some stage if they're going to continue on paediatrics. The Greater Eastern Southern Child Health Network, happily known as GESHN by people who know, but not by everybody, has got 13 hospitals which employ junior medical staff. There's one tertiary hospital, which is Sydney Kids at Randwick. The rest of them are a combination of non-tertiary hospitals in both rural and metropolitan areas. in the Sydney, I might say that the three child health networks in New South Wales don't quite tie in with the area health services. It's a bit curious some of the time. But anyway, within the Sydney area, there's Bankstown, Canterbury, Campbelltown, Mona Vale, Royal North Shore, Royal Prince Alfred, St George and Sutherland. Going south, we've got Wollongong and Nowra. You may not realise that Canberra is inside New South Wales, but in fact, Canberra Hospital is one of the Geshen hospitals, Wagga and Albury. And so we kicked off in, as I say, the non-tertiary hospitals. Typically, they're going to have 50 to 60 JMOs a term. There's four registrar terms a year. There's five resident medical officer terms a year. So there's a bit of an imbalance in that. But all of them need to know this sort of stuff. Going through the numbers yesterday, the ones who are in not at Sydney Kids tend to be more registrars than RMOs, but there's a fair number of each. Some are actually hospital-based. They'll only ever do one term of paediatrics. Some of them are on secondment from Sydney Kids, and basically they are, or their current aim is that they'll specialise in paediatrics. I might say that Aj Rao, my co-author of this paper, is specialising in paediatric emergency, so he's already done his paediatrics fellowship and now he's finishing off his emergency. We went for a two-phase implementation, so a sort of a pilot at a number of hospitals who were more tuned in originally. And it was based on the nature of the people who were in those hospitals who we felt we could rely on to push it along better than at some other places. We kicked off in March, which is term two of the RMO term. And that term we did a baseline test of what they knew coming through the existing face-to-face type orientation. And I'll go on and talk about that a little bit more in a few moments. There's ongoing delivery online, of course, and there's an ongoing evaluation, and we're trying to take that evaluation and build an ongoing improvement as a quality improvement tool, which is how this was done rather than as a research activity. Use of e-learning, computer and internet. We don't use the Southeastern Sydney Illawarra Area Health Service computer department because they've got all sorts of rules. We use an external host. It's been written based on Moodle. And just to give you a bit of an idea of what it looks like, you come into the Learn Pediatrics website. There is a sort of an automated login site which sends you back an email with your login key for your particular hospital. You can see there's the 13 hospitals there. In fact, the five modules are the same modules for each of them, but there's an area for each of them where they can put their own specific stuff. This is an example. In fact, it's what we put in, but for Wagga, we put in a local map, and we also put in a map of how you got to Wagga from Sydney. And then the modules themselves, if you notice, there's a pretest to see if they know anything at all. I mean, you know, it's just for their information more than anything else. But we pick up the information. Then the module itself, and then a knowledge evaluation. I think they have to get 4 out of 5 right before they get a tick, otherwise they've got to go back through and do it. And then there's a, you know, depending on where you are, there's some additional links and the like. Now, there's no point in me clicking it, it's only a PowerPoint slide, but I almost did it then. Each of the modules is set up so that basically you follow the green arrow and you get branches and things like that inside there. But you can also just go individually through the different categories of things there. They'll clearly be different for different modules. The evaluation was a hard copy survey. As I say, the first launch in March, we did a pre-implementation baseline survey. We've done a hard copy post-implementation survey each of the terms for this year. And next year we will probably have, you know, it's still in some discussion exactly how we do it and how we use it, but an online evaluation replacing the paper-based thing. Because if you do paper-based, somebody's got to dish it out, somebody's got to get it back to you, all of that sort of stuff. The results to date are 38 baselines and 18 post-implementations. It's probably increased a little bit since then, but this slide was put, or this particular set of slides on the results is about a month old now. There has been a bit of a challenge getting the hard copy surveys back and then getting them coded. But here you see the series one is the baseline and the series two is the post-implementation of the online. And so just having in mind that there were, I think it was 38 and then 18, 29, so a reasonable proportion of the people previously were given an orientation, but quite a number didn't get it. This is to do with shift work and things like that. And if you're not there, you don't get it. 34 respondents said they attended the entire orientation. 11 said they attended some. This is the baseline. And 2 said they attended nothing at all. In terms of quality of things, you know, very few people say it was absolutely disastrous. They tend to give a donkey vote in the middle or something a bit higher, and you see that there. But the post-implementation, we've got, I think we've sort of moved them a little bit to the right-hand side. Just the comment I made earlier in terms of first paediatric rotation in Australia. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean they're overseas trained doctors. It means either they've never done a peds orientation or it's the first one in Australia. In both cases, it's sort of half yes, half no. I think we might not go into the individual modules there. But the assessment of the online modules tends to be up in the 4 and 5, which made us feel a bit warm and comfortable anyway. Now, where are we going? We hope to expand the content to include nursing and to include allied health. We hope to expand the scope of the course beyond Geshen to the other two New South Wales child health networks. In fact, New South Wales Health is developing an online JMO orientation tool for all junior medical officers, and they've now have this to use as their paediatrics tool within the overall JMO orientation. It hasn't launched yet, but it's sort of there. So, you know, we're sort of growing. And the other thing that we see going ahead is that there are other projects going on in other areas, child health networks, with practical school days, face-to-face, simulation centre stuff where you have dummy patients. And, you know, our online orientation can work in with that. The other thing is, you know, it's not impossible that we'll write two or three more modules over time, provided there's funding to do that. I think that this is going to say thank you and questions, which is very, very fast. Okay, it's largely been ARGE, based on his experience as a senior JMO teaching others, but in consultation. So he hasn't just written it and whacked it off or anything like that. In terms of how he actually did it, so I stuck this in just in case I might need it. So the pre-test and hot potatoes, the learning modules themselves done in Alligator Flash. Post-test is done in GIFT, which I understand is part of the Moodle package. And then the feedback, the online feedback we'll be getting will be using SurveyMonkey. I might say that one of the things Aj commented on in the Child Health Association conference in Manly a couple of weeks ago was his very first day in paediatrics. He was on night shift and he didn't get an orientation, so he feels very keenly the need for this sort of stuff.
Some of those things are technical, child resuscitation and the like.
Mm-hmm. No, this is really online stuff. The rest of it, they will get on the wards. So we're trying to supplement, complement, make more common the learning experience that they will otherwise anyway get on the wards. So this is not to say the way it used to be done was bad. It's just that here's something else which will make it more common.
Oh, no, I think it's great. Yeah. I think you can do all of the theory this way and spend more valuable time, as you said, with the simulation or doing the role plays or actually having the learning that you mentioned the slides have.
Yeah, okay. We could have an early mark, I suppose, if you like. Or... No, look, please. Look, no, you take as much. So it's just, we will leave for lunch.
Yeah. I might have missed it, but did you say were the students able to collaborate about their answers or share experiences?
No, but I mean, given the fact that we've got a bit of time, the way Aj wrote it, there is an online blog, so they can see each other's responses, but it hasn't been much used. And, you know, like you were saying, Karen, you might have 10 or 20 people and they don't see anything, any of the comments or anyone's.
They'll only contribute. Jed's course looks fabulous because every component is compulsory.
Oh, yes, I mean.
He's also a really good teacher.
Oh, okay.
No, but if they know they're never going to get marked on it, and it doesn't form part of their assessment, they'll skip it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can understand that. I think I've done that in the past too. Yeah. Well, I mean, exactly what you... I tend to do more NNMs, I think, but no, for the fast answers. Yes, yeah. No, as I say, I recognise many of the same themes in some of the other presentations. I might say that quite separately from the orientation, we're also running another stream of the Learn Paediatrics, which is for the registrars, the basic registrars who are doing their theory for a fellowship of the Royal Australian College of Physicians. And we're capturing lectures given by the various specialists, typically an hour to an hour and a half in the evenings. And clearly nobody can get to all of them because of shift work and things like that. But we're capturing them, and Aj is editing them in Camtasia, and we're putting them on the website. There are, you know, a few challenges to get approval, and there's some this is my intellectual property sort of things. And also there are issues about whether such things are available outside of the Geshen network, but we're beginning to work it up, and I think we'll see in a year or two or three that it becomes an integrated tool for maybe not just New South Wales, but...
Is this project funding money, or is it a
tradition? No, really is project funding money. Yes, it is a thing, always. Yes, we've got one more year of funding for this. There are other projects, and we're just in the 2009-2011 funding cycle submission thing, so we may do something
on that. I think there's a business in people, hospitals want online orientation for the staff, but they just don't have the time, money or resources to do it. I mean, if you can package your skills and your tools, I'm sure that there's a market out there.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Is this using only the
Not LAMS. It's not LAMS. It was done through Moodle, through the people in Western Australia. I think we didn't know about LAMS. Yeah. But there is a link now between... I can't think of the name of the chappie in Western Australia. Who designed Moodle?
Yeah.